USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Elsa is now making its way up Florida's west coast ahead of an anticipated Wednesday landfall. The storm strengthening late Tuesday into a Category 1 hurricane. The storm surge warning is in effect for Tampa Bay and other coastal areas, as the National Hurricane Center says the storm could push between 3 and 5 feet of storm surge onto shore. The storm is bringing strong winds and rain to much of central Florida, with tornado watches in effect in parts of the state. And officials in Surfside, Florida, say the death toll in the Florida condominium collapse rose to 36 on Tuesday, with 109 people remaining unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says an aggressive search has continued through the effects of Tropical Storm Elsa, but said the crews were not seeing anything positive. The search and rescue operations have continued for the last 13 days, though crews haven't pulled anyone alive from the rubble since the day after the collapse. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Pentagon has responded to reports that looters unlawfully entered the Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. John Clemens reports.
Afghan military officials said they were not informed that U.S. troops vacated the field. Not so, says former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman.
Afghan leaders, civilian and military, were appropriately coordinated with and briefed about the turnover of Bagram Air Base.
Kirby was questioned about military vehicles left behind.
Some vehicles were left for use by the Afghans. Some were destroyed because they were no longer usable. And some were properly transferred out of the country. Some brought home, some transferred to other places in the region.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
U.S. Central Command says that more than 90% of the withdrawal has been completed so far, with an estimated full completion by the end of August. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More than 1,500 businesses around the world have been affected by the largest ransomware attack ever recorded, the attack occurring over the July 4th holiday weekend against U.S.-based IT software company Kaseya. Russian hacking gang R-Evil has taken credit for the hack, demanding $70 million in ransom, and putting more pressure on President Biden to respond to Russia over the attack. Former Defense Intelligence Agency officer Rebecca Koffler says the U.S. needs to respond, and strongly. She tells Fox News that the federal government has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to preventing cyber attacks.
President Biden said that he has directed the intelligence community to do a deep dive. Well, it is very unfortunate that the deep dive is being directed after the attack and not before. So we have been sleeping at the wheel with regard to the Russian threat. So that's number one. So we have to catch up in terms of understanding their mindset and how they intend to use cyber. At this point, we need to re-educate the Russian government in terms of our tolerance for these cyber attacks. We need to act firmly and we need to act swiftly. That doesn't mean we need to react irresponsibly, because cyber is the domain where a conflict can escalate uncontrollably very quickly. But we must respond firmly so that the Russians don't do that again.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.